Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman.
Hey, folks. We're here live, Wingman. Tuesday night, Low Down and Dirty. I'm liking my new headset. I can't even hear myself. I'm digging that.
All right,
there I am. Yeah, I can hear you okay. Now. You got to let me adjust a minute here. This is new.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Whippy's getting adjusted to a new headset tonight.
All right.
Joey's not with us right now. Well, we hope he's going to be coming in later, but you got Scott Deal here along with Brian Whippy Whitman. The soon to travel to Charlotte, Mr. Whippy here.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Look out.
Yeah. He's a little
world
jazzed
final.
Yeah, he's a little jazzed up about doing that.
Yeah. And, hey, they did do some racing this weekend.
They did.
And,
yeah.
And thank you, dear. And Mr. Harpo made the right call on Saturday by canceling, and because the weather was terrible up there, so they would have never got that show in on Saturday.
So you say.
So, hats off to Andrew and them.
Because we had a pretty good day down here. If you judge by today, the weather down here in the greater Lehigh Valley area, you would have said, let's load it up and go, you know, and you would have got up there and been disappointed, you know.
Yes, and he had people show up.
Ouch.
And he greeted them in the parking lot and said thank you and explained to them all, and nobody was upset.
Good for him. That's the way to do it.
That's class act.
Yeah.
So, but they did run the Sportsman's, and it was Brian White over Butch Green, Kevin Ward, Nick Patrinka, and Anthony Perego.
This was Friday night.
Yeah, Sportsman's. Yeah. So hats off to them for getting that show in on Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some 305 action results later on, too.
Somebody picked up his first career win in a 305.
How about that?
And I believe it's the first time that that pouch name has ever been put in the record books at the 5 Mile Point Speedway.
Are you sure about that?
I will bet. I'd put $100 on it. Billy's his dad's never won there. Never. Junior now, because Junior finished, I think, second or third a couple times in the ROC Brett Dale shows. So, no pouches won. Junior got the first pouch win at 5 Mile Point.
I'm shocked. That's good research by you, Whip. That's way to go, man. All right.
Yep. See, I'm a pouchy fan, and that's my hometown track. So,
You got it all covered there. Yeah, so. But bigger than that, you're a race fan, so, you know.
Yeah, you know, so hats off to the Harpo. And here's the kicker. If you're not going down to Charlotte this weekend and you want to go racing, you could go to 5 Mile Point Speedway because they're still going to run a 100-lapper paying $5,555 to win on Saturday, November 9th at 1 o'clock. Rain date, 10th.
That's right. Yep. Just make sure you know about that rain date.
And here's a good one. You're going to have an open practice from 6 to 8 on Friday if you're interested.
Go up there, camp out over the weekend, you know?
Yep.
Take in practice. Have a nice day during the day.
The Southern Tier 100 is a big race up there in New York. Some big names have won that show. I could name them.
Yeah. You know. In fact, you know what, Whip? I think I wrote some of those down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I did.
Attaboy.
Somewhere in here.
And I guarantee you, Stan the Man Pulaski's name's in there. And Wiley Wilk Cagle's probably in there.
How about Chucky Akulis?
Chuck Akulis has won it a few times. You know?
Mike Colstein.
I think Carl Nagel.
Kenny Brightbill.
Danny Vrabel, Jack Johnson.
Danny Johnson.
Danny Johnson.
Stuart Friesen. Eminem.
Someone put a picture on FaceSpace of Eminem on the roof. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, that was from Middletown. Someone posted that on there. I laughed my ass off.
So, to say the least, this is a prestigious race.
Yes, this is big. This is a huge race up there in the Southern Tier, you know? And they're going to close out the ROC season next spring.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know why?
Because
why are we doing that?
Everybody's committed to Charlotte.
Right. Okay.
And Andrew, instead of the guys who, you know, are in the points title, are committed to Charlotte, that's where they have to be. So I think it's a good gesture.
Stand up.
You know, hey, you know, I mean, still going to offer the $5,555 to win, but it's a non-point ROC race.
It's got to draw everybody that's not going to Charlotte for that kind of money. Everybody's got to be there.
Yeah. So I don't understand. If the cars aren't apart, load it up. You could maybe line your pocket with some cash.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
good stuff there.
Yeah, that's by my point, man. It's rocking. So I like that. And
some news out of the Kyle Lick camp. How about that?
Yeah, we were talking about this off air. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we appreciate how Mr. Lick wheels a race car.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's going to be in a steady ride next year at Kutztown in a Speedster. Now, that's pretty big because, I mean, Whip and I saw him in a Speedster earlier this year over to Linda's, right? It was at Linda's.
Yeah, Linda's.
It was almost...
Deck.
Yeah, he ran a completely different line than anybody else. I mean, he's cranking it sideways at the flag stand kind of stuff and throwing it in hard, backing it in.
It was appreciative to see that.
Yeah.
And it was his first time in a Speedster.
How do you do that?
Talent.
Yeah.
You know? Because he's only 5 years into this. You know? He's a good shoe, man.
So he's got a 600 steady ride at Kutztown, right? So he's going to be doing double duty on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, if he don't have a ride in a 600, somebody better hire it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sure Terry, his dad from Terry Drivetrain. Nice plug right there, huh?
Very nice.
Yeah.
That was almost professional.
He's going to, you know, have the 600 for his dad, for the son. You know? So, yeah, that's good news. I like that. Lick is a good kid.
Yeah, I guess the Kovaches are going to be supplying that ride for him. So, good for them.
Yep.
Good for them. There's a nice note in this week's Aereo Auto on all the charity work that team does. Take a read on that. That's good stuff.
Lots of money. They donate lots of money.
Yeah, a lot of prize money that they win.
Awesome.
Goes right to the Burn Foundation, Burn Prevention Network in the Lehigh Valley. So we've got to really give them a nice shout for doing that. That's great. It's good stuff.
That's class act there. That Kovac family is good.
Yeah, National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, they also benefit too with some of their charity work. So good by them.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice gesture. I like to see that.
So I guess there's something happening down in North Carolina this coming weekend, right?
Sounds like a D-train's coming.
A D-train?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-oh. Look out, North Carolina.
The D-train is headed south.
Yep. The D-train is on the tracks going south. And there's a picture on FaceSpace, and that's a beautiful car.
FaceSpace?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a beautiful picture on FaceSpace of that car.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. FaceSpace.
FaceSpace.
Right. Yeah. You know.
Our good friend Kylie's over here. She's breaking up. He's like, what?
She got it right away, didn't you?
You knew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Howard's teaming up with a powerhouse team to go south.
Yeah, Dickie Beavers, 14, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Jason Bayshore set it up, built a new car, brand new Bicknell.
Yep.
With that Pat Morrissey motor. So.
Wow. So he's got all the tools.
He's got all the New York stuff. New York motor.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That'll be a good team. And Dwayne likes them big blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
For a big block, I guess. He's won the 126 in special shows this year. I guess as we hear it, that's going to be available to him next year for special events and Friday racing at Big Diamond. So He's not quite ready to announce what the rest of the plans are for the 2014 season, but. It looks more and more likely like that he will not be at Grandview. What do you think, Webb?
I would like it.
That he wouldn't be at Grandview?
That he would be at Grandview.
That he would be at Grandview, but I'm saying
I would hope he wouldn't go back down and be the Sandman.
But it looks more and more like it might be the Sandman.
Really?
I'm getting that awful feeling. You know?
Well, that 126 likes it down there. They won a lot of stuff down there.
It works.
Yeah. They ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Right. Yeah.
So, but he's headed to North Carolina.
Which is good.
I'm going to have to give a big shout-out on the D-Train in the grandstands. Them NASCAR people, they're going to hate me.
You know what? I want you to find the nearest CBS camera, and I want you to do your D-Train deal. You know? All right?
My goal is to crash the booth with Shane Andrews and steal the water truck.
You know, do you think they're ready for you?
They're not ready for me. You know, I just want them to beef up security. You know.
Yep. And FSU. You know.
Yep. But yeah, I'm taking the water truck for a few laps. Mm-hmm. You know.
You driving it, or maybe the water truck guy driving it, or don't you know?
I'm driving it. Yeah, I'm controlling the water. I want a cushion, man. I don't want no rubber down surface down there, man.
You don't want to slick over late mile track?
No, I don't want no late mile track. I want a curb right on the wall.
How deep of a curb are we talking about?
Something like the Grove would be cool.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. You
Saturday
know?
Night at the Grove?
Saturday night cushion that
open?
We have, yeah. Yeah, the open. You know?
But, I don't know.
But, I mean, come on.
Could they handle that down there? I don't know if they can handle that.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I don't want no dry, slick surface rubbered over.
No.
You know?
No.
I'll tell you who'll win then. I'll know who'll win then. I'll tell you who wins. You know? I mean,
yeah.
I was born and raised on New York, man. Dirt. I know.
Yeah.
You know? So.
We are at the Wingman here tonight, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we have big news.
Yeah. I did not realize that these... ladies and gentlemen here at the Wingman do this nice little event, but they're proud to announce that they'll be holding their fifth annual Thanksgiving dinner to those in need.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for our help in spreading the word to any families that might be in tough times right now, you know, doing it due to the economy, unable to experience a Thanksgiving with others for whatever reason. So they will provide a full course meal absolutely free.
That's beautiful.
You know, it's really huge.
Yeah.
If you have anybody that might be able to take advantage of this, you know somebody that's a little less fortunate, give them a call here at the Wingman.
Yeah,
you know,
send them this way.
They'll be glad to talk to you about it. That number's 267-923-5067, or you can Google Wingman and go to their website, get some information. Or you can contact them here in person at 622 Gravel Pike in East Greenville. That's a very nice gesture on their part. I'm not
absolutely
sure how many people they serve. I'm not sure of the deadline or when you have to let them know. Maybe we'll get some more information up on our Facebook page. Or you can Google their Facebook page also. Get onto their Facebook page. I know they have some information posted up there today on that. So. Good stuff.
Absolutely. You know, nobody should be alone on Thanksgiving, man.
No, that's not a good deal.
No. Nah. You know.
So, How about Grandview Speedway announcement there a little bit, Whip?
Shoot, Mr. Rogers, man. This is a big – man, my knee hurt as soon as I read this. You know?
Oh. Yeah. Poor
guy. Double knee surgery. Not one, but two.
Two.
You know? So.
Well, you know, the Rogers never do anything small.
No, hey, if you're going to go big.
Go big.
You know? I mean,
Bruce
and he got –
do them both, right?
Got them both done. He'll be ready for a 2014 season opener.
You know it.
I can't see Mr. Rogers not, you know. So Mrs. Rogers probably taking care of Bruce now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know? Got his coffee ready, you know. Toasted muffin in the morning.
Because it brings his paper to him.
Yeah, it brings the paper to him.
You know. They probably got a TV set up for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he's probably chilling in his nice, comfortable chair.
Yeah, right. Staring
got
out the window.
His shirt on.
Watching the birds.
Watching the birds. Got his Grandview shirt on and his Grandview hat. Just
absolutely.
Chilling. You know,
yeah,
Big
just,
Bear. Big Bear's relaxing.
He's relaxing.
You know?
No. So
yeah.
If you want to send a word out to him, you know, he's not a IT guy, not a electronic
no.
guy, not a internet guy.
He's not a gadget dude.
He's not a gadget. In fact, we hear he has a hard time keeping track of his cell phone, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we have heard that. Yep.
Out there at 87 Wilt Road in Bechtelsville, you can get a word out to Bruce. That zip is 19505. Again, that's 87 Wilt Road, Bechtelsville, PA, 19505.
Send Mr. Rogers a get-well card. Tell him how much you appreciate Grandview Speedway and what they do.
And tell him you heard it on
Low Down and Dirty. Mm-hmm. Well, everything goes well, Mr. Rogers. How's he going to get to the banquet?
That's a good question, Whip.
Yeah.
Well, just put him in a wheelchair and wheel him down there. You know?
Penny will drive him down.
Sure.
Strap him in the back of the Grandview pickup truck, and away we go.
Haul him out of there.
Yeah. Hey, here's your shot if you want to become a wheeling NASCAR All-American modified race car owner. It's probably a good deal, Mr. Blewett, hook you up.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jimmy's selling out of the Pancake Modifieds.
Jimmy Showtime.
Time blew it. Yep. I think him coming on Low Down and Dirty might have changed the right direction and said
We did have him on a few months back, right?
After his big win at Bridgeport. And then he wins at New Egypt.
Correct.
So correct. He's bit by the dirt bug.
Yep. It must have bit him hard.
Yeah,
because
he's selling
and, up. And I think we're taking credit for it, right?
Well, we're going to take some of it. He can't have it all.
Hey, we had Jeff Strunk on that night, too.
He's a special guest, too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Remember Strunk? He said he'd help him out if he showed up at the Sixer.
That's right. We were trying to recruit him to come over to Grandview for the Sixer. That's what it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That didn't work out, you know.
Yeah. At least we got him thinking about it for 2014, I think, because it says right here, New Egypt, Bridgeport, and even travel.
Ooh. So when we see Mr. Blewett at your favorite venue this year, you know, Bridgeport or wherever he ends up showing up, tweak in his ear that we would like to see him over at
the
Sixer on the hill.
On the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need some showtime on the hill.
We do.
Dude, he'd add a little flavor to that hill.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking he would.
New Egypt Bridgeport got him. I mean, yeah, it's interesting because both are Saturday night venues, and he's got both of them listed there. I mean, neither one's a bad facility. You know? I mean, New Egypt both are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know? I love them both. They're just... good facility. But, yeah, they're selling all their modified stuff. He will take a ride if someone calls him for a pancake. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But it's getting too expensive to do it on their own as an independent team and so on and so forth, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he makes the comment in the article that if you're not winning, you're not covering your expenses. Well, that's really no way to race, you know? So
you got to cut even, you got to win.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
you're never going to be ahead in racing, but, dude, just to cover the expenses for that night, you got to win.
Yeah. That's tough stuff.
Second is useless then.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah. No.
That's hey, just... Whip, you know what? It's getting to be the bottom of the hour already, and we have some more news to get to here. And because we've got one of our favorite sons coming on here.
The Kunkletown kid.
Kunkletown kid, Mr. Ryan Smith.
On the fire. Last time we called him that,
no.
It was ugly.
No. Shh, that's bad karma. Right there, that's bad karma.
So
here we go. Greg Hodnett. He's going to pilot the 27 Hefner Racing 410 Sprint Car next year in 2014. That is good news for us people around here because we sure as heck like Greg Hodnett. He's a wheelman. That's really good stuff. That's probably old news for most people by this time. But without having a show last week, we didn't get to it and all that. So we just wanted to send our congratulations out to Greg Hodnett for picking up that ride and. I'm sure Mr. Hefner is not going to be disappointed in that pilot.
No. And thank you, Mr. Hefner, for hiring Hodnett.
Absolutely.
We should shoot for Mr. Hefner on the show.
I like that idea. We still have to have Chad Sinnott on, too.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll, like, the winter time, we'll do car owners.
Oh, yeah.
Do car owner shows.
Yeah,
you know?
Car shows.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Get a different side of it. Get the money side of racing.
Money side of racing, or the lack of side of racing.
Yep. Hey, in the Hammer, Doug Esch got a ride.
He did.
You know, he's going to take over the 8H.
And up that 8H ride that Kaufman had last year, and he's retired now, so it was like a natural fit for Doug Esch to go in there.
Yeah.
And he gave them a call. They had had some discussions, and bingo bambo.
And
there you go.
Did. Yep. That's cool.
Port Royal's going to be their regular deal, and they're becoming the Williams Grove for select shows, and which is good news because he's a past winner of the National Open, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rain Shorten National Open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right, Webb.
Rain Shorten $50,000 National Open, but he won it.
It's on the T-shirt. It's on the
list. On the T-shirt. It's all that matters. Yep. Read the back of the shirt, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Young phenom Chris Bell, my favorite sprint car driver right now, has picked up a stellar ride with CNH Motorsports for the 2014 season. They're going to run as many events with Chris Bell out of Oklahoma. But this is good news for people around here because Chris Bell is a huge sprint car talent with a wing, out of wing, midget. He's actually leading the USAC Midget Championship right now with like three races to go. This boy can wing it. What's very impressive is that he has done a lot of winning this year in different cars all over the country, not a stationary ride. But he's a Coons Development driver for Toyota. With the 410 sprint car and wingless sprint car for USAC and with the midget. And we're just thrilled to see him in the 88 this coming year because that means we're going to get to see him around here because they're going to run the all-star events, you know. They've been known to come in and travel to Williams Grove for big events. So he's going to get this is not a slouch team, right, Whip? This is not a slouch team. This team has won Knoxville.
Yes, this is a stout ride.
So I'm expecting big stuff out of the 18-year-old. This boy is 18 years old. You know?
Jeez. Yeah.
What are you doing at 18? I don't have to figure it out like this kid had it out.
chasing girls.
Yeah, really?
Nope.
Yeah, doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, doing stupid things. Not thinking about that, racing.
So that's good.
Yeah.
We got speedsters.
Going to add some little help to the older guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys like Brightbill didn't need this help, all right?
Yeah.
It's going to make it a little bit easier to get this car around for a lot of people with electric power steering on it. And we think it's a good move.
Yeah. Who haven't driven a car without power steering, you know? There ain't many of them out there that ain't.
Yeah. But old man Brightbill, he could still get it done.
Old man Poochie?
Omepuchikan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but, like when those New Yorker guys and when Eckert won and stuff, dude, they were spent. Their forwards were done.
Monty didn't even run a whole lot of these because I think he figured out how hard it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
so.
Fast Freddie Raymer, is a big fan of the speedsters at Kutztown and the learning that you get. So, you know, I think that says it all. Good program there by Tobias and at the Kutztown Fairgrounds. Okay, on to Sealands Grove.
Sealands Grove, 360. I think it's a good move.
Yeah.
Because it pretty much makes him a national, part of the national whole series of the whole United States.
Right, right.
You know, because 360s is where it's at because in the United States there's only 14 410 tracks that run on a regular basis. There's only 14. And think how many are in Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Yep.
And then
yep.
You got to go to California.
Yep, yep.
You know, everybody else runs 360s.
That's right. So gives a lot of opportunity for people to travel into PA to race and the other way around. I mean,
right.
Now our 360 drivers here in Pennsylvania can run out to Knoxville for a Knoxville 360 Nationals.
Yeah, they could go out to Knoxville now. They can, you know, like Robbie Stillwagon, all those guys who do that travel. You know, just Josh Weller, like URC guys.
Yeah,
gives them a shot.
Yeah,
you know, to Good run
shot.
For money.
Yeah,
you know, they could run for money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So hats off to that. You know.
All right.
It's a done deal.
We got Mr. Pouch winning his first 305 event this week on that Friday night show up at, where was that whip?
Five Point.
There you have it.
The first Pouchy in the record books at 5 Mile Point Speedway.
We want to get to Alex Bright here.
Yes.
Giving him a huge win in Australia, of all places. This boy picked it up. Got the passport in the bag and took off to Australia. And we from what we hear, we don't know a whole lot about racing in Australia, right? This
right.
is like in the Chili Bowl in Australia.
Yes. Now, this Deb Smith said this is like, if you didn't win the championship over there in the midgets, this is the next best. This is it.
You know, so
this is like the Chili Bowl for Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So hats off. I guess it was a hell of a race. Sliders, everything. I guess it was incredible.
I did hear that Stevie Buckwalder broke early in this race.
Early,
but, qualified, and they get a huge car count. So when these guys get back in the States, we're going to have them on, and we're going to talk about this, you know?
Yeah.
So stay tuned for them, all right?
This might open the door for Alex for even more.
Absolutely,
you know?
It should. Should open some eyes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, ARDC has an announcement they're going to have. Keeping with ARDC, they have a general membership meeting at the Lobitz Catering Hall, 2 p.m. on Sunday. That's in Pottsville, right? I think that's where it is.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All the car owners are urged to attend. They're going to have an open discussion about rules for this upcoming year in the future with the engine rules and see how they're going to align them up in the coming years. ARDC is embarking on their 75th season.
And I think they're in their club, you know, their statue of president. They have a new president.
New president.
Of ARDC Midgets. And his name is Sean Burke.
Oh, really?
Yep. And he's a former car owner, race car driver. I think that's what midget racing needs, is someone who's been around it. And Sean is not afraid to stir the pot a little.
No, he always has.
Yeah. But it's in the right direction what he wants to do here.
He always has the racer and racing in mind. It's not
right.
anything for him to gain benefit from or anything
right.
like that. He it's wants the club
midget.
To benefit. Right.
He is a midget car owner, car person. He loves the midgets.
Right.
He's diehard committed to it, and I think as him being president, I really think that it'll help ARDC, and I hope they go in the right direction and, like, you know, bond a little more with USAC,
mm-hmm.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that way maybe when USAC does come over here for the Eastern Storm, maybe they'll throw the midget in the car.
Why not?
Why not?
Let's go.
We could have like a little Indy Midget Week.
Why not?
We could have a Pennsylvania Midget Week.
Why not?
With 410 USAC sprint cards.
Why not?
Come on.
Okay, Kutztown has USAC sanction Wednesday night. Bring your midget over there.
Bring the midgets there.
Absolutely.
You know? So, come on, Berkey.
Do you agree, Eric Whip? Do you agree with that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He agrees.
Yep.
All right. World of Outlaws.
Big weekend here, pal. Calm down.
Nope. Don't get so excited.
Deep breathe. We're going to the world finals, man.
If you can't tell, Whip's a little excited. He may be up on the tip just a bit.
Oh, we're going to the world finals. And I'm telling you, all I can say is go Pittman.
We are all established that go Pittman is the slogan for the weekend. You know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Go Junior. No, go Pittman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You need,
you know what? We got some Donnie Schatz people in the, you know,
come
audience
on
here. That's like, you know what? I'm calling security.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And for this is so everybody in the world can hear this over the internet. You're not allowed to mess with the captain during Charlotte time with Donnie Schatz pictures.
I want no pictures sent to my phone with Donnie Schatz or you in them, you know, or
you didn't sign the contract. I didn't sign the contract.
Eric, yep. Eric's in big trouble. I can,
yep,
you know.
Well, I know the first picture you're getting from the World Final. It ain't going to be of a cushion, I can guarantee it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be a picture of me behind the wheel of a water truck. Yeah. Doing laps around Charlotte. Who is that guy? That's Whippy.
Hey, Whip, you're not going to believe this, but we actually got a caller.
Quit it.
I'm not telling you.
Maybe, I hope it ain't the first, I hope it ain't third track from Charlotte telling me I can't come.
Let's play, well, you know, let's play on the edge here and bring him in.
All right.
Hello, welcome to Lowdown and Dirty.
Gentlemen, how are you this evening? This is Donnie Schatz.
Wow, Donnie Schatz is calling in.
Schatz is calling in.
Now we damn. How you doing, Donnie?
Well, I'd be a lot better if you guys were pulling for me instead of the Pittman character.
Oh, but hey, don't you think you've had enough of them World of Outlaw trophies? You should give one to someone else?
No, I never have enough World of Outlaw trophies, and I'm looking to get another one.
Well, I mean, I don't. I'm sorry, I'm not rooting for you. You know,
all you guys do is hurt my feelings. How you guys doing tonight, man? You guys, I just tuned in here about 10 minutes ago. Heard a little bit. I apologize, I can't be there tonight, but you guys are rocking it, man.
You're getting
and
paid, by the way.
I'm still getting paid. Yeah, I'm
all
still
right
under contract.
Okay, shoo.
You know
yeah
what? I
I'm still good to go.
The call because then we wouldn't have had to pay him tonight.
Yeah.
You're locked in now. As soon as I say one word on the air, I'm in.
Yep, he's in.
I'm in.
For everybody that doesn't realize this, is Joey Adams. So, you know, he's called in and to disturb us and create general
create
havoc.
Create chaos, telling
yeah
us it's Donnie Schatz. I really thought it was Donnie Schatz for a minute, man. I was blown away.
Hey, I can still be Donnie Schatz. I can be
yeah
Clarence. I can be anybody you want me to be.
We know you can be.
Yeah, we know that, you know.
Hey, Joe.
You know, in all honesty, I'm pulling for Pittman this weekend. Schatz, as everybody knows, like him or hate him, he's a very formidable component and competitor, and he's going to be tough, but my heart says go with Pittman. So
Joey, are you
best wishes to him.
Are you going to be able to hang with us the rest of the evening on the line?
I may. I'm actually in my shop doing a little bit of work right now, but I may be able to spend some time with you as long as the checks keep rolling in here, I'm still good.
Are you making STP stickers right now?
No, I'm not. Yeah, and Whip, I know you're a little bit excited about this weekend. I hope you and Eric have a great time. Please take enough cash along for bail money. It's a long ride for Scotty and I to go down there just to bail you guys out.
Western Union, pal.
Oh, boy. No, we got it all figured out already.
Oh,
as
yeah,
long,
dude.
As long as we don't have to sign anything, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, we don't
want to
run our name. You cannot run our names down through there, Scotty. Cannot do it.
No. Well, hey, Joey, guess what else is going down there?
What's going on?
The D-Train. Woo-woo!
Yes, I've been told that the D-Train is heading down there. That's awesome to get some of these local guys to head down there, and I wish them all the best of luck. It's going to be a great weekend for you guys.
Yep.
I did see some weather for the weekend for Charlotte, and it's looking pretty good for everybody.
Oh, super. Yeah. Thank God Mama Strunk going to be down there to have some type of parental guidance.
Well,
yeah.
She's going to have a lot of food, too, so you'll be very well fed.
I'm in on that.
I know you were.
I'm in on
hey,
that.
You know, Joey, I want you to hang with us, but we have got to get Ryan on. I told Ryan we'd call him 10 minutes ago already. So
all right,
we better do that.
Epic fail on your part again.
Well, we've been having too much fun here without you, so that's why.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. How's the crowd there tonight?
Going very smoothly tonight, you know?
There's a reason for that.
We got him going out the door tonight, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Not so much.
They're 10 and 12 deep again, aren't they?
Yeah, they're on the fence, Axe. They're at the window.
Look at it.
Yeah. I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, brother.
Yeah. You know, you're here. I see you, presence. You're it.
Yeah, I'm in.
I just want North Carolina to be ready.
Well, listen.
They're never going to be ready for you, Whip.
Nope. Yeah. Well,
you know, I tell you, Whip, if our captain would take care of things right now, he'd be calling Ryan and getting him on the phone.
He was talking with the audience. He was doing your move. He was socializing.
Whoa. Hey, that's my move there. He can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, then get your butt over here and do it.
Hey, did you hear Mr. Rogers got double knee surgery?
I did. I wish him a speedy recovery.
How about it? You know,
I tell you,
hey,
you know what? It's, you know, you're getting it done when you have every single knee you have getting operated on at the same time.
As soon as I read it, man, I felt pain in my knee.
I know. It's tough.
You know, I freaked out, you know. So,
yeah,
but hey.
Recovery to him.
Yes. I just want to give a quick deal here.
Yes.
What's going on Thursday night at Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have qualifying for the Super Dirt Big Block Modifies, World of Outlaw STP Sprint Cars, and the World of Outlaw Late Models Thursday.
What a dose.
That's a lot of qualifying for me.
That's a big dose of racing.
Yeah, and
for one night.
I'm not one car at a time stuff, man. That's, I don't know. I'm gonna wear the path out.
Yes, you will.
It's
gonna be a lot of traveling for you.
Oh yeah. Hey, the hotel got a van that'll take me back and forth to the track. You know, I'll be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Shotgun.
By the end of the day, you'll be driving that van, dude.
You're damn right. You know why? Because I'm a man of the cloth.
I know you are.
Yep, and that's all I got to show them. Mm-hmm. We're striking out here. You got a different contact number than I got? Maybe you should check, see if you have a different contact number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging
Ryan
system.
Smith, the message,
507-807-6306.
We really need to hang that up so nobody gets Ryan's phone number.
Yeah.
That would be good.
He just gave out Ryan's phone number over the worldwide national. It's internet-wide now. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be calling. No wonder we can't get a hold of him. Everybody's calling him now.
We're getting the new number.
Did you guys mention anything about the Grandview Racers Flea Market coming up?
No. Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, I tell you what.
You're brilliant.
Sunday, November 10th, 2013, the Grandview Racers Flea Market will be up and running. Pit gates open at 6 o'clock for setup. All vendors and racers from all classes are welcome. Cost is just $15 per space. Any questions on this event, please contact Joanne at 610-683-3075 or day of the event at 484-357-5506. I'm sure that's our cell phone number. It's free to the public to enter. Breakfast and lunch will be available for sale. So that is Sunday, November 10th, the Grandview Racers Flea Market. Always a pretty big event. A lot of guys go up there and get some deals. Anybody that was getting out of racing, it's a good time to go up there and check some things out and maybe pick up a good deal on something and swap some parts out and get ready over the winter and get thrashing for 2014.
Hey, are people lining up to get ready for 2014 yet? You got your calendar lined up yet?
Yeah.
Are they beating on your door?
We've had a few inquiries already. Yes. It's
season.
That time. You know, realistically, Whip, we're only the fifth day in the November here.
Yeah.
But motorsports is right around the corner.
Oh yeah, you'll be getting hammered shortly.
Yeah, it's really not that far away. So yeah, it's that time. People are getting appointments set up and ready to rock and roll. So we
you're gonna have to teach me how to do this lettering stuff. You know?
Yeah, because you can't be a concrete guy. Because I'm ready to retire from this lettering business.
Oh, is it a good business? It's got to be a lot easier on the body than concrete.
It's easier on the body, but it's a lot of hours, brother.
Oh, I could probably handle. I could handle that.
You could handle the long hours. Well, man, instead of the big A, we'll make it the big W.
Nah, I'll keep it the big A. Yeah,
that's love right there, brother.
Yep, that's love
right there.
Yep. Yep. So, hey, you know, Susquehanna Speedway is still going to have a race the weekend after we come back from Charlotte on Saturday, November 16th, paying $10,000 to win for 410 sprint cars in 358.
That is awesome. That's being a trooper right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then Mr. Dale's banging out the gobbler Accord.
Yeah, he's still got that deal going on. What's the date on that?
The date November 30th.
November 30th. Well, here's another date for all of our listeners to mark down in their calendars. It pains me to say this, but this is a public service announcement.
Uh-oh.
November 22nd. It is a Friday evening. From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. or beyond, we have no idea what's going to happen. I have been asked to be a guest bartender along with Brian Whitney Whitman and Scott Deal at the Bandits Public House and Inn in Bexhillsville, PA.
Is that right?
We
got a bartend?
I know I have to bartend. I don't know if you guys are just standing off in the background or what, but it's we got to rip LD&D, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm probably going to spill more alcohol than I'm going to serve, but I'm going to have a good time doing it. So I've already been informed that the entire female staff of the local Sunoco is coming back to see
us.
Wow,
that's Sunoco. I've
also been informed that there is a gang of about 8 or 10 people that are coming there. So get there early. It might be packed. It might be ugly.
This could be.
And again, that's Friday night, November 22nd at the Bandits Public House and Inn in Bexhillsville, PA.
All right.
I have to ask for a pass, though, Joe.
Hey, here's the deal, Scotty. If I have to be there, so do you and Whip. They have been begging me to do this even before the place was open, and when I was back there a couple weeks ago, I was told to pick a date before I leave or I was in trouble from the owner. So I picked a date, and here we are. And I just sucked you guys right in with me.
I just want to understand, how did I get sucked into this?
Because you're associated with me, and I sucked you into it. So get over it. Deal with it.
Well, okay then.
There you have it.
Anybody single chicks there?
I'm sure there will be.
Introduce them to me. Make sure you point them all out.
I will point them all out to you. I'll get you hooked right up.
No,
so
don't
make
get me
it
hooked up. I just want you to point them out. I'll do that.
We will make November 22nd an epic night for you, my friend.
I know your moves, Joe. I've seen them.
I have no moves. Come on now.
I would be smacked upside the head if some of them things, man. You are
well. I do have an ability to be able to say whatever I want to say to whomever I want to say at any given time. I guess it's either a gift or a curse. I don't know. I'm not real sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we got them.
Yeah, we've got Ryan. You want to?
Oh, right.
I'm going to bring him in here. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to Lowdown and Dirty. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're
good, Ryan. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Good, man.
We got Brian Whitman here, Scott Thiel, and Joey Adams all ready to hear about this latest adventure that Ryan Smith is ready to enter here, and we think this is great stuff. Why don't you lead us into telling us a little bit of how this all came about?
Well, Rob Worko, he's been a long-time friend of mine, family friend, and now we talked about doing something like this 3 years ago, and I wasn't in a position, and he had, you know, he was, him and Matt, his nephew, were pretty tight on racing, and it actually worked out this year now that Matt's getting married there in a couple months, and he's just burned out. He doesn't want to race no more, and I was on my two-year deal there with Chrissy, and it just wasn't, I was kind of in a box. I couldn't break out, you know. It was time, time for change, and it's going to work out pretty good.
Oh, Dad, I mean, this is huge. I mean, you're going to make a debut. You guys are going right for the gusto. You're going to show up at the World Finals.
That's what we're doing right now, man. Loading up.
Loading up? All right. Eric, we got to try to pass him on the highway.
When you guys coming
out? We're leaving Wednesday after work.
Good deal.
Yeah. But see, now here's
the
story.
Time, man.
Yeah. Okay. I got a story.
Now, Ryan, typically, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right.
Back in 07, remember this now, Ryan, you guys were eating potato chips and peanut butter sandwiches in the infield at El Dorado Speedway. The man just qualified for the Four Crown Nationals, first time ever at El Dorado in a midget.
Yeah, it's been, 6 years now, ain't it?
Yep. That is quite impressive,
here we are,
man.
6 years later, going to World Finals with a big
wing
on top.
With a big wing on top now, buddy.
Think about that.
Yeah, and we ain't eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No, we're not. Those days are over.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan, you have the pressures of coming into a whole new team here, plus the pressures of going to the World Finals. What are your thoughts going into this weekend?
No pressure. I mean, it's we just put this deal together and just actually finished the car up here tonight. I mean, we're on our last motor for the year, and it's just kind of, we're going to go down there and see what we can do. I mean, I was there last year, so I know what to expect, and I got a pretty good handle on set the car up now. So I think if all the car works, and we have, I mean, we got a lot more stuff now and much better equipment, so I think the stars and moon align, and we got a shot at it.
That's
cool.
Nice.
Now, do you go into Charlotte as just another race, or do you know in the back of your head that, man, this is Charlotte, this is big?
It's big, but I'll tell you what, it's not as big as the National Open at the Grove.
True.
That's tough, and you can't let it get to you. You know, it's a head game as much as it is on the racetrack, you know. So
Good point. You
got to be able to show up there and think it's just like you're racing a go-kart or less than SP ways. You know, it's just another race, and that's how you got to do it.
Cool.
I mean, you've come a long way, kid, from running a slingshot and a go-kart up there at S&S and Borgers to, man, now you're going to be at the World Final.
Yeah, it's been quite an adventure, I can tell you that. I really want to get that first win here in a 410, and we were knocking on the door here the last few months, just pulled off, so I was just going to stay after it, and this is probably the toughest game I've ever tried to win, and it's just so hard, and everybody's so good. Competition, the caliber of equipment, you got to really, really buckle down and give it everything you can. I mean, right down to working in the shop and getting all your guys together, and it's a tough game. So once we do finally get that first win, look out.
Yeah. Agreed. What kind of equipment are you taking down there to Charlotte? What frame you have, and who's your motor builder are you taking?
We just built a brand new GF1. And actually, I have a 286 head all pro motor that Jim Travis out of York just built for me. He just freshened it up for me, and it's good hitting motor. Honestly, I think it hits too hard. You know, it's good for time trials, but once the track slips off, it's a handful to try to hook up. So we're working on trying to get it detuned for come feature time. So we got a good piece on us. As long as everything stays together and nothing falls off the race car, I think we'll be all right.
Maybe just pull a spark plug wire off and let it run on 7.
Yeah, there you go. Seven cylinders, that'll run, huh?
That's how I would detune.
But these guys got
a lot
talent.
Better ways to do it, believe me.
Yeah. Yep. So now, what are you going down with? One car, the Kreitzie, the car you ran at the Grove all year, or you got the new piece and
funny,
taking
It's funny you asked. We got the trailer out. We're trying to figure out how to load two cars. We just don't have enough floor space. I'm trying to take two cars. I only have one motor, so second car going would be a roller, just in case we ball one up.
What's the big trailer at S&S doing? Or is that the trailer you got?
They're going to Path Valley this weekend with the slingshot.
That's right.
You mean Mom and Dad aren't going to be down there?
No, they're coming down.
Okay.
Simon and my sister are going to Path Valley.
Okay. Mom's like right there by your side, and Dad. We seen Dad at the Nationals this year, cruising around on a beer cooler. I laughed my ass off.
I'm sure he's bringing that down to Charlotte too. Him down there. Mom, she's like my biggest fan. She's sometimes I think she's more into it than I am. She's really pumped for it. They're both coming down. They're leaving in the morning. So I'm sure you just look for that white cooler rolling around and probably have an S&S shirt on.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is huge, man. This is big.
It is.
Can you take anything from like last year being down there and propel it to this year?
That's everything. Last year, even this year is going to be, you get three laps in practice. Next time you're on the racetrack, it's time trials, which is your whole weekend. So to have that 50, 60 laps that I ran there last year, knowing what I got to do, it just makes it that much easier to go down there this year, them two laps in time trials, like I said, that's everything. And the whole weekend figured out Thursday night, so.
Ryan, can you let us in on who's going with you? Any of your regular guys that worked with you over at the 69, or Rob's guys going?
Got Rob's going. He's a truck driver, and then Kerry Griffith. He's helping me out with the 69, and he's coming along on the deal too. We're calling him the car chief, and then we got two other guys. Joe Keppel. He helped out AJ Michael years ago. A new guy to come on board. And then Jason Van Doren, he's going with me.
Yeah.
We're leaving tonight, me and him. So
well, that'll be a fun ride. That'll be a fun ride down to Charlotte, you and Jason.
I can't wait.
Is Jason taking his cameras along is what I want to know.
Taking his what?
His cameras.
Probably. he's probably got GoPro set up in the Dodge Nitro we're taking now. it's a lot of fun.
Hey,
it's
Ryan.
A great weekend down there, and as long as we can time good, time decent, just try and catch the invert, we'll have a pretty good shot of making the AMA,
Yeah, that's good stuff. Ryan, you've had a nice little accolade laid on you this year. 2013 Williams Grove Most Improved Driver laurels went to Ryan Smith.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was a good year. Really, it took a couple months to get going. Once we built this, we built a Maximum about halfway through the season, and it really started taking off. Got the motor program going, and I got it figured out. We should have won at least one or maybe even two at the Grove. We ran second there twice, and I was knocking on the door. Actually, Donnie won one night. He went by me for the lead.
Yeah,
the night
that's right.
One too, and I got back to him, but he just. He outfoxed me in lap traffic, his experience was took over there, but
he's going really good,
and I'd never believe this, but this sprint car racing game takes so long to get the whole package, just takes a couple years, and I'm used to jumping in something and going out and winning, first season, and I'll tell you what, this gets to you.
Bigger cars, takes longer time to win.
Yep, more horsepower. It's definitely by far probably the most powerful dirt race car in the country. And tell you what, it took me 2 years, and I'm still get butterflies to drive her down in the turn one at the Grove. speed and the wing speed and, aero. It's just there's so many different variables in this game.
Right. One
of these weeks, we'll put them all together.
Well, where are you and Robbie going to run next year? This new deal. You guys got any firm plans on where RWR is going to go?
Well, that's part of the deal. I'm taking control of the team, and what I want to do is run Williams Grove Fridays, and then Saturdays bounce around between Port Royal and Lincoln. Not get locked into a Saturday night points game. Bounce around a little bit. And, you know, the Outlaws come in, chase them around New York.
Right.
The All-Stars, same deal. You know, bounce around here and maybe head out to Ohio for a weekend.
Well, here's how you stay out of that point. Here's how you stay out of that points battle for Saturday night. Don't show up the first night.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You know,
yeah.
That'll do it. Yeah, you know, don't show up first night, and then you're out of the points battle. So
that's just too cold anyway to go to Lincoln.
Yeah.
You gotta skip that.
Could you imagine going around Eldora with a wing on top and a 410, kid?
That's gotta be wicked. you know, it was fast that day there in the midget. I mean, I can imagine what it's like in a 410, but...
I mean, it just blows my mind how far you've come. I mean, dude, I watched you race a go-kart at Borgers and run slink. You used to spank us when you were, like, 10 years old at S&S, you know?
A lot of laughs, man.
Yeah. I mean...
A lot of practice.
Yeah. Before the track they have now, remember the roller skating rink?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
that thing was super slick.
Yeah, you know, and now you're running 410s on a Friday night at Williams Grove Speedway, and you're headed to Charlotte for the world final.
Headed to Charlotte, man.
Bill?
You guys staying down there?
We're staying at the
Hampton. Right?
Hampton Inn. Yep.
Right off that exit there. Exit as the track. Okay.
Yep. They guess they're going to give us a band that goes back and forth all day, so I'm going to have that driver nuts, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
He's going to be out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Where's the van? Let's go.
Yeah, I'll be laying on the horn, you know.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, I'm excited. I've never been down there, Ryan. It's my first World Finals.
Oh, man, you're going to love it.
So.
All three classes there. So it's just an awesome deal.
When you're down there, now do you go over and check out a late model or a modified? Do you just roam the pits, or do you just strictly stay in the 410 area?
I try and stay in the 410 area, just not to mind boggle me, you know. If I wasn't racing, I'd be all over the place. Exactly.
Yeah. Because isn't Billy going down?
Yeah, he's going down. Yep.
Yeah, so Billy Van Wiggins is going down.
Good friends.
Yep. So, I mean,
we're down his pit once or twice, giving him shit.
Yeah. Here you go. Yep. So, but yeah, I mean, so you guys are loading up and you're heading out, like, tomorrow morning?
Well, these guys are leaving tomorrow night. Like I said, me and Jason are leaving tonight. For me, you know, it's an hour and a half ride down to the shop.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Instead of turning around going home, I'm closer to Charlotte, might as well head down, you know.
That's right, you're an hour and a half closer.
Yeah,
you know?
I pretty much told the old man I'd be sick tomorrow, so I ain't gonna show up.
I'm sure
cool.
He understands.
So,
I think he understands. I mean, this is just gonna, I'm so happy for you, dude. I'm glad you're gonna be running two nights a week next year.
Yeah, in the same car. I mean, it just makes you know, we did it this year in two different cars, and both cars were like apples and oranges. You know, everything was different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting over every week, you know. And, I mean, it was really good for seat time and experience, but now we got our own deal, and, you know, we can kind of have control of what happens with setup and motors and stuff like that, and I think we can put together a really good team.
But I think you got to give Krejci and Mr. Brown your, you know, a lot of credit in bringing you along those two.
They educated you.
I'll tell you what, man. It was like going to college. It really was. I mean, them guys are awesome. Both families. I mean, I just had so much fun there. And all the crew guys, everybody was really cool. And they kind of took me under their wing. And, you know, Donnie was like a father to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I stayed down there over the weekends. And you know, he really took me in. I learned a lot from him. I mean, if it was up to me, if I had the money to do it, I'd still be in the same car, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't afford to do it the way I was doing it, and really, I mean, it was holding me back. I couldn't take chances on the racetrack and try and go for the win. You know, if I ball it up, I'm done.
Right.
Got out of my own pocket. So
yeah,
I was in the back of my mind, and you can't race like that. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't go out and win races that way, anyway. You know. So no, I give him all the credit in the world. I mean, he was right there with me, you know, for 2 years, and I learned so much from him and Davey and all the guys. So, you know, we're going to do the same deal. I'm going to park next to him next year at the Grove, and still going to be working with him a little bit, you know, and still going to be, we'll be competitors now, but, you know, I think I'm going to try and give him a run for his money.
in a yellow
and purple car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who's all on the car for sponsor-wise and everything? What do you got for, like, sponsors for 2014 and the going down to Charlotte?
Well, we got, obviously, the Worko group. That's the main, you know, he's taking care of cars and tires, fuel, and all the bolt-on stuff there. And then the deal is I bring motors. So I got my guys that I had with the 6-9, you know, mom and dad, obviously. And then I got Todd Leto from New York. I mean, he's a major backer for me. You know, Bob Armbruster, photo guy there in New York, he helps me out a little bit, and a couple other guys, you know, that don't like to be mentioned. It's gonna be a good deal. You know, it's kind of a team effort here. You know, I'm bringing motors, and then he's gonna take care of the car wise and stuff like that, and he's got a beautiful shop, nice truck and trailer. We're set up pretty nice, so I think we can really put together a good, strong team, and as long as I got to take care of getting everybody to, I'll tell you what, that's the hardest part in racing, I think, is getting everybody to get along at the racetrack, all your crew guys, and everybody has to have their own job, and, you know, and Donnie, he's been preaching me that for the last year about, that's, you know, that's the hardest part in racing, so get that all settled up and stuff like that, I think we can really have a good year next year.
It's chemistry. It's all chemistry.
Chemistry. Yep, exactly.
So, that's good.
Okay, Ryan. Well, we appreciate you calling in. I know you got in here a little bit late, but from the Lowdown and Dirty Gang, and the all assembled here tonight, I think we want to send you off with the clap, right?
Yep. And some mojo.
And some Lowdown
mojo.
And Dirty mojo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It served you well in the past, and we hope it does in Charlotte. And we'll have you on next before the year starts in 2014. But let's go get them. Let's show them what the PA guys got, all right?
And, posse, man.
Yeah. Bring
you're
your
one of them now, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, we'll see you guys down there. I appreciate you having me on. Stop down to pick the
fence. Thanks for being
okay,
on.
Okay, everybody.
All right.
Ryan Take Smith, care. Our PA boy from Kunkeltown, going down to Charlotte, and we are really jazzed to see how he does, and I'm sure Whippy's going to be giving us reports during the weekend, right?
Yeah, pay attention to face space. That's all I can tell you. You know.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Joey, we want you to stay on the line. We're going to go to break here. And sell some product, okay? And then we'll come back. Whippy is like dying for a cigarette. It's like he's just about out of it right now.
He's chomping at the bit.
Hey,
yeah,
Whip, he is.
I'm sitting in my shop. I've been burning all night. Whenever I wanted to.
I've only been burning after work. That's it. That's the best one.
I knew you were going to take that the wrong way. I knew it.
Yeah. That's how
all right, guys. Joey, I went on the other side of this. Just a note here. I'm going to turn my headset over to Keith, and we'll bring him in to talk about the new venture with him. And if you could please stay on the line along with Whip and take control of this second half. How's that sound?
You're on the clock.
You're on the clock, pal.
Oh, this better be overtime because I'm off site. This is overtime for me.
All right.
But you know what? We'll give you per diem.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
It's going to be pretty damn slim, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it usually is with LD&D.
Hey, we'll pay you gas mileage. What are you, like 3 miles from here?
Hey, every little bit helps.
That's it. You're there, right. It's all a tax write-off, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
hang in
right.
there, boys. We're going to do some commercials. We'll be right back on the other side.
Sounds great.
Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt, friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117 or visit them on the web at www.diamonddisposalllc.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we've got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. Cadence Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle. Hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Lowdown and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience,
a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap. The Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar are open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover and downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
Hey, folks. Back. Low Down and Dirty, Tuesday night. Wingman, East Greenville, Pennsylvania. Best wings in Pennsylvania, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that, Whip.
Yep. We got Mr. Keith Gerhart, the voice of the national anthem at Grandview Speedway and Mahoning Valley.
Keith.
I heard you at Mahoning Valley.
And Big Don.
Keith, welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Thanks. And also coming up this weekend, I'll be singing the national anthem out of Path Valley.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Charlotte.
Whoa.
That would be a blessing.
Yeah, cool. Good for you. Is this your first trip to Path Valley?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Good.
All right.
That's a pretty big event out there, Path Valley, this weekend. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, they got me doing, I understand the Plants are coming down from Canada, so I'm doing the Canadian National Anthem also.
Fantastic. Good
yep,
for you. You always do a great job, and it's always a pleasure to hear you sing.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So now, you have, besides all this extracurricular activity you do with your poker club and singing the national anthem, not just for us Americans here, but for our fellow Canadians, you got
mm-hmm.
some news to break for us here this evening. What do you got on your plate, buddy?
Yeah, I do. For those of you who follow Facebook or the McArdle Racing Team website, you know by now that Katie is coming back to race in 2014. And just... Yeah, yeah, everybody is. We got a lot of good compliments on it. And just to kind of review what took place going back to last year, if you all remember back around the middle of the season, they started running into problems. Well, it actually started in the beginning of the season with the first practice when they went through three tires and kind of blew out the whole first month budget in the first practice session and the first week of racing. So,
not a good way to start off, huh?
Not at all. Dave just said to me, I just can't believe this, you know. So, but other than the sponsors on the car, the team is fully funded by the McArdle family. So it was a tight budget, and I talked to Jeannie, I think, at the first race, and she said, if there's anything you can do to help out, we'd really appreciate it. And, well, at that time, I wasn't in a position to help out, but as you all know, later on mid-season when the troubles came up and the finances had them, they were actually stopped racing for a while. When I heard about it, I kind of took it upon myself to see what I could do to get Katie back on the track, and I contacted a bunch of my friends, and I got, besides my poker club, I had Purcell's Automotive, Wampole Enterprises, Manslonaker Funeral Home, and a pizza place down near where I work, Penelope's Pies and Pasta. And
Valley Lock and Door?
The Valley Lock and Door also, yes. We also pooled $1,300 between us and got her back on the track. And then
we applaud your efforts.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you remember back in late August, they ran into engine problems. They had a tired engine,
mm-hmm.
so they had to stop running the last couple of weeks. And then Kyle Weiss stepped up to the plate and loaned them a motor that he had so they could run the last, I think it was the last week or two He helped them out and got them back on the track. Well, after all that, I guess you can imagine how they felt going through a year like that. And Dave called me a couple weeks after the season ended, and he said, this is Dave McArdle, and he said, we're selling off our equipment. We're getting out. If we can't put a good product on the track, you know, and only run it half funded, we don't want to be doing that. So
right.
They started selling off their equipment. A lot of it was sold, and he told me, he said, if Katie can find a good ride for next year, she's definitely interested in driving, but we just can't swing it. Mm-hmm. And
right.
What they sold off, well, actually, what they had left, doing the sales, they had the trailer, they had a seat, a steering wheel, and a half-dead motor is what it amounted to.
Wow.
So that's all they had left. And so I kind of thought, you know, well, this is a dead issue. And then, sure enough, a couple of weeks later, again, I get a message from Dave. Hey, we got something going on here. We may be able to get Katie back on the track. We've got some people interested. He said, I can't mention any names. I don't want to, you know, give anything mm-hmm. away. Anything's finalized. And he said, but there are some people that are interested in doing this. So, sure
good
enough, there were a couple investors, and they were interested. They knew the team. They knew the situation. They got a hold of Dave about putting a new team together, and meetings and negotiation took place over a couple of weeks. And just last week, everything was finalized. And at this point in time, there were two big parties involved in getting this all together. And at this time, they would like to remain anonymous. For
we can respect that.
You know what it's like in racing. You know, if there's blood in the water and find out there's new money out there, the sharks are going to circle the wagons. And
Indeed they will.
They do not want to be in that situation, and I can respect them for that. And then we will not say anything.
Whoever these anonymous people are, we all of us race fans appreciate them stepping up to the plate and helping this nice young lady out. I was kind of bummed at the end of this 2013 season. Hearing that Katie was going to be done, and like you said in your story there, that you know she was selling off. This was no joke. It was no secret that she was done. And we've been watching this young lady for several years between Big Diamond and Grandview, and she's I had the pleasure of meeting her in person last year. A sweetheart of a girl, very very nice to talk to. Always has a smile on her face, and just really cool. And the neat part about it is, she's a hell of a runner, and she's really got a lot of potential. And I'm glad that other people see it. I'm glad some things are falling in place for her, and hopefully she has a really great 2014 campaign.
Well, she's been a winner in every division she's raced so far. I mean, from karting right on up through, she's been able to win. I know she's got some titles and stuff like that. And like you said, it's a good family, and I'm glad I became involved with it. They're really good people. They care about not just themselves, they care about everybody else too. So they are good people. And I guess you know she's going to be calling in a little later, and she may be able to answer some of the questions you have that I'm not at liberty to talk about, but she certainly could as being a major player in the team. Go ahead.
So they're going to have Kyle Weiss' car. Kyle Weiss, how's this working out? Where's this car coming from?
I plead the fifth.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
There's something.
I see. There's one thing I didn't know. You know, I like to break the rules.
Now, Keith, with that being said, what kind of chassis and power plant combo did Katie run in her family-owned operation, and what will she be getting into in 2014?
She had a Tao chassis, which she's going to have in this car. It's also going to be a Tao.
Okay.
The engine is going to be a Crimes engine again. He's going to be doing the work on the engines, and he's also doing what she had, and he's also going to be doing the work on these too. So he's staying on board. And what
cool.
they did was
so she's very acclimated with everything going into the new season. Then.
Yep. Yeah. Like I said, everything has been finalized, so everybody knows who's doing what. So they're all set to go. And what they did. The big two, which I don't mention, is they actually are going to refresh the engine she had from last year, 100% refreshed, And they also bought another engine, which was the same engine that was in Alan Johnson's car, which he ran in the Sixer in 2011 when he finished second.
And he almost won it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That engine has very few miles on it since that Sixer, and they got that engine, and they're going to completely refresh that. So she's going to be having – she's going to have two engines. She's going to run the one Johnson ran in the Sixer and keep the other one as a spare, as a backup. So they're
so she's coming out loaded for bear.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They are 100% funded this year. I mean, they have a tire deal in place. They've got a fuel deal in place. There's some other things that are going to be announced later after a couple of the minor details are worked out, but that's what they've got in place right now.
Now, I know her family, her mother and father and her brother, huge supporters of her racing career the entire time. Are they still going to be an integral part of this new operation?
Yes, sir. They are all on board. Dave and Joe, the son, are going to be on the team, working on the car just like they did before. There will be some new people in there, which I'm not really sure who it is yet, but I think Carl Fegley worked with them last year, too. I think he's going to be coming
Kid
back.
Carl.
Kid Carl!
Nice young man. Kid Carl's a nice young man. Nice.
Kid Carl, good kid.
Yeah, they got they retained Jim Cost from, I think he's from Minersville, does Cost applications. He's going to be doing
the bodies.
And, like I said, Grimes is doing the motor
Storms. Who would letter this car? Who would be lettering this car?
I haven't discussed that yet. It's got to be somebody good because they're putting all this money into it. They're not just going to go to anybody.
You know, for a good quality, you know, there's lightweight vinyl out there, and this guy, I know a guy who has some.
Yeah, really?
He's pretty talented.
There's also that you can use that heavyweight duct tape if it comes down to it, too. You know about that.
You never know. You never know.
So, I got to stop over at the shop. I got the white number 4 T-shirt. And the D-Train's going to Charlotte, North Carolina as the 14. So I need
that is correct. I think it's the 14S.
Oh, my God.
I need
two rolls of tape. Two rolls of tape.
Because, you know, this is going to be my first crash course on putting down vinyl when I put my 1S on the 4 shirt for Dwayne Howard.
You can handle it, buddy. It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. Now, Keith, with this whole new team that Katie's got formed up here, plans are still to race at Grandview Speedway, and is Katie looking at maybe venturing up to the Big Diamond Speedway at all on Friday night?
I wasn't involved in any discussions on that yet. I won't say it won't happen, but I don't know for sure. I mean, who knows what's going to be? Like I said, they got a tire deal in place, but now with Big Diamond going with the dirt, that involves a whole other set of tires. So
two tires,
correct?
Yep,
it does.
That involves two tire deals. But and the other thing that I did, I just talked to Dave tonight. I think you need to give me a title as marketing director. Because I've been out.
I was
going to
ask you what your involvement was with this.
Oh, your role,
so to speak. You've been a friend of our show for many times, and we see you usually every other Tuesday over there at the Wingman because you have your Hose and Sack Poker Club deal going on, we always love to have you on the show. But I didn't really understand the correlation with you and Katie's team, with the exception of you helping her out at the end of last year. So,
have
an active role.
That's kind of what started the ball rolling, me getting active with the team last year. And I told Dave when he said they were selling everything off, but Katie was still interested. I said, well, if the time comes around where you need something from me, all you got to do is ask, and I'm here to help out. And when he told me that, I said, you know, I'm on board. I'll see what I can do to help out, and I did. And just today I finalized a bunch of sponsors for the car, and what we've got right now, Speed Toys, collectibles out of Stevens, Kerry Snyder there, Reed's Auto Salvage from Honeybrook, Brent Reed's on board, and Blake Tobias Motorsports. He's doing the website for him again. So those are the three that are coming back, along with the Hose and Sack Poker Club. He's going to be a big player on the
nice
sponsor
club.
Trip. I also picked up some of the people that helped out toward the middle of the season last year. They're coming on board for a full year sponsorship, and that's Valley Lock and Door in East Greenville with Bob McCarty, Purcell's Automotive in East Greenville, Chris Purcell, Manslonaker Funeral Homes coming back. They're also in East Greenville. Carl Slonaker's the owner there, and Jacob Schmidt and Son. It's a sheet metal shop in the Harleysville area. A good friend of mine, Dean Wampole, is the owner there, and they agreed to come on board for a full-year sponsorship. So,
fantastic.
We got some new ones, and there's still some that I'm waiting to hear back from, so I've been digging around.
Our team's
calling
you?
I appreciate
you. What's that?
Our team's calling you for, like, marketing?
Not yet.
They should be.
Yeah, they should be. And I tell you what, we always appreciate old sponsors, new sponsors, potential sponsors for coming on board at any time for motorsports. And you did a great job gathering these guys up, and we thank all these companies and individuals that have stepped up to the plate to help this young lady out, because without sponsors, we wouldn't be anywhere.
And you got four-year deals? Is that what you said, a four-year deal?
Full year.
I'm thinking, yeah,
what are your deals in a sportsman division?
You did all this on your own. You did all this all on your own.
Yes, I did. Did it all on my own.
That poker thing over there. You're a marketing guy.
I do that on my own, too. I started my own business.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I'm surprised you're phoning. Well, we got a driver here. His name's in a bucket, by the way. That's all we're saying. You know? And then... then we're just gonna go. You should be like in the program advertising. Want to buy an ad in the Grandview program this year?
My headset's breaking up. What are you saying, Lipton? Yeah. I can't.
You know. So
there's always possibilities. Who knows what's gonna happen? I'm looking at last year. I sponsored a total of 6 teams in all different divisions, all the way from a 5-year-old kid running a quarter midget all the way up to. The modified division at Grandview, cutting that back this year. I'm going to do the quarter midget deal again for him, which I did last year, and I'm doing Katie, and I'm probably going to do one other car, which I'm still working on sponsorship deal, so we'll see what happens there. So I'm going to cut it back. Instead of spreading the money out a little bit all over, I'm going to dump it all into 2 big piles, so that's what I plan on doing.
Good stuff, Keith.
Yeah,
man.
That is cool. Man, that freaking rocks, man.
Yeah.
Dude, this is the sport needs more guys like you to get out there and start shaking things up and get things rolling in the right direction.
And you're just a fan. You were just a fan who was sitting in the grandstands for how many years watching this stuff?
Well, I'll tell you, for a lot of years, I was just a fan sitting in the stands, like you said, and I wasn't able to participate the way I am now, and now I have the opportunity and the ability to do that, so I want to give back to the sport that I've loved since I was a kid, and I'm going to be contacting Tina Rogers sometime in the next couple of weeks or so. I got something I'd like to do for Grandview, and see if they'd be interested in doing it, and we'll go from there, so maybe I can help out the track too. So,
and you know what I like about Katie ain't afraid. She's a little thing, but she's not afraid. You rub her the wrong way, she's coming out.
She'll rub you back. Yes.
That's a firecracker.
Yes, she
right?
is. We Whippy and I have talked about that many times. We love that about her, man. She is a firecracker.
Mm-hmm. So, hats off. I think it's great. I'm glad to see that smiling redhead face at the Grandview Speedway all year next year.
A lot of people are, trust me. A lot of people have said
good
that.
Good stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great kid.
And
great
they got
young
food
lady.
In their and they got food in their trailer.
Whippy loves that.
Yep.
Whippy absolutely loves that.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it's on about that time that we should be getting Katie on. So I would say that we should probably take a break at this point in time and sell a little bit of product and get Katie on the line so we could talk to her for a few minutes. And Whippy, is Scotty available to get over to the computer, put some commercials on?
Yeah, he's socializing, he's doing your part, he's pulling your rock.
Man, I tell you, I taught him well. Yeah, so we can get Scotty over the computer and get some commercials rolling. We're going to get Katie McCardle on the line here and get her take on some things and wish her the best of luck for next season. So if you guys want to hang on, we'll be back with some more Low Down and Dirty.
Well, that's...
Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt, friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117 or visit them on the web at www.diamonddisposalllc.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we've got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
We're back, folks. Low down and dirty. Wingman with us now. Young lady who kind of had a up and down season last year. She wasn't sure what she was going to make it or not. But Katie McCall, fresh out of class, a college class.
Hey. So,
welcome to Low Down and Dirty, honey.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Big news coming out. Yeah, we have your PR marketer. We gave him a title. We already gave him the title, the PR marketer. For the 11 car. We're still going to keep the 11, right?
Yep, we're keeping the 11.
Okay, yeah, don't change that on us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is big news, man. You got full-time sponsorship for the whole year.
Yep. Mhm.
So,
yeah, a lot of our sponsors from last year are coming back. So we still have Speed Toys and Fulmer Industrial Sales. I know Keith is bringing a lot of people back with us. Jim Cost is still going to do our bodies, Lake Tobias with the website. But there's also a lot of new people coming on board. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now we needed to know one question. Where are you getting the car lettered at?
I believe that Brian Hurstler is going to do it.
Okay. We'll let you have that one. So are you excited? I mean, you know you're going out and you know you're going to race all year next year.
I'm thrilled. We had by far the worst season that we've ever had last year. And about halfway through the season, we were out of money. We had nothing. We blew up our motor, and we're like, okay, well, now what are we supposed to do? So we had approached Brad Reiner and said, because we knew him from back when I was running Slingshot, and we knew him from Cooktown. And so we approached him knowing that he, you know, knows a lot of people. And we're like, hey, what can you do to help us, you know, find some help? And we were able to, through Keith Earhart, get back last season and start racing again. And then at the end of the season, we had just decided that we were probably going to be done. But Brad kind of just kept working on it. We actually didn't even know about it until a couple weeks ago. He called up my mom and was like, hey, I put this deal together. And Kyle Weiss and Dennis Siegfried from Mass Trucking have been incredible. They're the ones who are kind of behind this whole thing, but Brad Reiner has put it all together. So
that's a great. I mean, it's good to know that you're going to be at the Granby Speedway every year next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and like I said, last year we just had such a rough time, and not knowing whether, you know, we were going to be able to get there every week just because we didn't have the equipment to run with everybody else.
Well, we certainly tried to keep you going, Katie, but it seemed like everything was just breaking and falling apart or tires wearing out or whatever. We just couldn't keep it going.
It just seemed to be one thing after another.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. But let's hope with the backing we got this year that everything's going to be okay.
Oh, no, I'm sure that we'll be back with a completely different outlook this year.
Now, do you think maybe you'll do any traveling, like maybe go up to Big Diamond, or are you just strictly going to stay at Grandview?
We haven't talked about it very much. It's, from what I know, we'll be at Grandview mostly. We haven't really talked a whole lot about traveling.
Mm-hmm. In the car, we're going to have like a car, same kind of car you had last year, like same frame, odor.
No. I have, when I first started in the modified, I had a Troyer. Then last year we had a Bicknell, and now this is a Tio. So I'm covering all my bases.
Actually, you need a Higby. And then you'll have a Mothball.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So Bicknell, I mean, I don't know the difference between the three of them. Do you?
What's that?
Do you know the difference between the three chassis? I mean, is it like one bar and a quarter inch different?
Well, we had the Troyer we had was a 2007 Max Flex, and that car was phenomenal. It responded to changes. It did whatever we wanted it to. And then over the winter, we kind of had like an allotted amount of money we could spend, and we decided to upgrade the chassis and get the Bicknell. And that car was evil. We couldn't make it work no matter what we did. And it just seemed like we would make incredibly rash changes and nothing would happen. It was like we would come in, I wouldn't even have to tell my dad what the car was doing because it just did the same thing all the time. And it seemed like nothing we could do would make it work. Obviously, nothing against Bicknell. Sometimes mm-hmm. you just get a car that you know, it could have just been us. We just couldn't make it work. It just wasn't working for us. So I don't know if I really can say that I had a great representation of what a Bicknell chassis, you know, is, because I know that they're really great cars. Obviously, you know, other people make them work.
Yeah.
And I can't really attest to the TO either because I've never run anything with that. But yeah, the Toyota we have is a great car, and I'm sure that the Tio is going to be great too.
Well, the Tio can't be a bad piece. Brett Hearn runs them.
That's what I hope.
Yeah. You know, so for sponsor wise, you're all set for the year. So, what's the goal for 2014?
We're just going to win a lot of races.
That a girl.
That's what we want to hear.
And
so
here's the thing. Here's the thing about you, young lady. You take no crap from nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that last year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to rub me, I'm going to rub you back. I'll race you clean, race you clean. But if you're going to ram me, I'm ramming you back.
And I think that's the mentality that a lot of race car drivers have. And I think that, especially racing at Grammy, that's a tight track, and that'll make a driver out of you really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to be up on the wheel all the time, and you can't really take it from anybody, or you're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
you think the rest of the sportsman field respects you?
I'd like to think so. I don't really know if I can speak to the respect of anyone else for myself. I think they should. I don't know if they necessarily do. I know that a lot of them do. I can't really speak for everyone. But yeah, I like to think that they respect me.
Is there anybody in the pits like that you could go to, for any advice? You go like to Wayne Howard, Von Thorn,
Trump. I don't know if I necessarily go to them. I know that I've made a really good friendship with Kyle Bohr. That whole crew is just awesome. They help us out so much. They put right next to us last year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, towards the end of the season, once I got to know Kyle Weiss better, I would talk to him more. And Craig Wimware was awesome when I first started racing and stuff. He'd talk to me all the time, and we're still pretty good friends. I try and just, like, keep to myself and do my own thing when we're at the track.
Now, how are you going to juggle school and college and racing? How's that working out for you?
It's tough. I'm not going to lie. It's really hard. But this season will be our 11th year. So I've been racing since I was 9. So I've been in school the whole time that I've been racing. And it's definitely harder now that I'm at college. But I can't thank my brother and my dad enough, because our whole crew is just me, my mom, my dad, and my brother. And when I'm at home on break, I'm in the shop, my mom's in the shop, my dad and brother are in the shop, we're all just there. And when I'm not there, it's just my parents and my brother down there, so I really can't thank them enough, because since I've left and moved out and, I'm up here all the time, the brunt of the work has kind of fallen onto them. But it's tough to balance it sometimes, but we make it work.
Hey, Katie, why don't you, since Whippy asked a question about balancing racing in school, why don't you tell them what kind of grades you're getting in school?
What's that?
Why don't you tell Whippy what kind of grades you're getting in school? I mean, I see your picture in the paper and stuff like that for projects you're doing. What?
I do pretty well. I'm a chemistry major. I'm an ACS chemistry major. So right now I'm taking some of the, like, higher-level chemistry classes. I do pretty well, with the exception of my latest biochem exam. I work really hard, and, I always think that hard work pays off. So it's what it is. And I also do – go ahead.
Did you get the thermodynamics yet?
We did that back in Gen Chem, yeah.
That was a fun
so
class.
Far ahead of you, Scott. So far ahead of you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll talk about that more once we get into physical chemistry next year. So.
Cool. That's great stuff. I mean, this girl doesn't only hustle it on the track. She hustles it in the classroom. She gets it done, and we applaud her for that. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just think that as long as you dedicate yourself to what you want to do, you'll be able to make it work.
Katie, did your dad tell you that I talked to him today and about the additional sponsors I got on board today?
No, he didn't.
Ah.
Well, I
you're
just got
the driver.
I got, the scoop the driver. I got Valet Lockandoor on board for the full, these are all for the full year. Mansonic or Funeral Home again. Jacob Schmidt and Son, which is a stainless steel shop in the Harleysville area, is coming on board for a full year. And for Self Automotive with me. So.
Oh wow!
And I still got some more I'm working on. So I'm not. All
right.
Done.
No, like I said, you help us out so much, and like with the small businesses, which is really cool to be able. Like last year at the end of the year, we went out to the Lock and Door and had the car there, and I just think that's awesome, especially for the small businesses like that. I think that's awesome, and we really can't thank you enough for everything that you've done, Keith.
Not a problem. I enjoy doing it.
All right. Well, hey, Katie, we just want to say thanks for coming on. It was great. And we're just excited that you're going to be at Grammy time every Saturday night next year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, and I really appreciate it. And just want to thank all the sponsors, and especially Kyle Weiss and Dennis Siegfried and Brad Reiner and Keith and everybody who's helping us out and just really making this possible.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good job, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take it easy, McCarl.
Bye.
Have a good night, honey.
You too.
Good
bye.
Job. We're getting ready to close out the show.
Yeah, it's getting that time.
I leave for Charlotte, North Carolina for the World Finals.
I hear you got a chauffeur taking you down there too, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Make sure you buy some food and coffee for him and stuff on the way down there. I mean, don't.
Oh, yeah, I can guarantee you that.
All right.
Yep. Yep.
He's just shaking his head.
Yep. Charlotte is going to be exciting. I'm.
This is your first trip down to Charlotte?
Yeah, I went years and years ago when the late modifieds ran there. They just ran there like a date, like one night. I went down.
Yeah.
It was nothing like this. You know,
this is the big time.
This is the
Super Bowl.
And our goal, folks, is to have a big guest hopefully next Tuesday night. That's our goal.
You're gonna bring the winner along home with you.
We're going bigger than that. Well, I would hope he does win.
Nice.
And that's all we can say. We can't put the whammy on him. We can't jinx him. We're not whammying him.
Could it be next year's pole sitter at Indy, Eric Whitby here?
No, this is Talladega winner.
Oh,
right,
wasn't I supposed to mention that yet? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He's switching
to
Indy.
But, yes, so we're headed to Charlotte tomorrow. Mama, lock your daughters up because the Wild Bunch is back in town. we are going to just – it's going to be epic. I just
Whippy and the Funky Bunch hitting Charlotte.
Yeah, North Carolina, beware. We're coming. For Joey Adams, Gotti Deal, Mr. Gerhardt, Mr. Eric Whip, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to Lowdown and Dirty. Hopefully we'll be back next week. Either we're Bandit or Wingman. We don't know yet. Pay attention on FaceSpace. We'll let you know. And folks, Whippy's going to Charlotte. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Peace.